Good evening, my dear listening friends. Again, this is Evangelist Cecil Moe. And as you know, I'm a converted alcoholic, gave my heart to Christ over 55 years ago in a pastor's home in Seattle, Washington. Then 1 year later, God called me to preach. And I tell you, this past 55 years have really shot by. My. Some of the most wonderful things I've experienced. I've had some sad experiences. I've had some alarming experiences. But boy, when you're out there in the field telling people about Jesus, it just makes life go pretty fast. Well, listen, I'll be with you for half an hour tonight. I wish you'd just kick off your slippers, sit back and relax. Pour you a glass of iced tea or a cup of coffee. Let's see what the Lord has for us, okay? Here's our thought for a day. You can give without loving, but you can't love without giving. Today I'd like to speak on what's being a missionary all about. And I'm turning to Mark 16:15, and it says, "And he said to them, Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every living creature." Now, the missionary work in the local churches. Well, most churches have some interest in missions. And some take great pride in their missionary programs, missionary conferences, budgets, maps, etc. I was blessed and privileged a few years ago to speak all over the United States in world mission conferences. Not that I was supposed to be a great speaker, but the man that introduced me to Christ was very ill, and he was always a very leading speaker every place you went. Tom Baird was a leading speaker, but he couldn't speak anymore, and so he called me to do his speaking for him, and it really opened my eyes to what missions are all about. One of the things that I do not understand about most denominations is that they will have one or two missionaries that they personally take under their wing, and they help support the missionary. They send them maybe $100 a month or whatever, and that's okay, but that is not the way the Bible intended for it to happen. Here's what they do. These missionaries come to your church and they tell you that they were called of God to go overseas to be a missionary, or could be a missionary here in the United States. So your people say, well, we'll give so much a month to this fella or this woman. And now they have to go to dozens of churches begging and pleading for money so that they may go preach or teach. Friends, that is not the way it's supposed to be. Now, I'm not bragging about my denomination, but I'm very proud of what we do. We have a cooperative program. And every church voluntarily gives to this cooperative fund as God prospers. It might be 5% or 10%. Don't know how much it's going to be. It depends on the church, how large it is and how small. But now we're able to send 5,000 missionaries out where these other churches are sending one or two. You get the point? You know, they supported Paul. A lot of them did. A lot of churches gave to his work because Paul was busy every day taking the gospel overseas in ships, riding camels, walking. Well, and so that's the way he operated. But now, when Paul, excuse me, I got a little shot of juice here. When Paul Paul would run out of money, he'd make a tent, and he'd sell it, and he'd take that. That's why we have what we call tent makers. Actually, I've been a tent maker all my Christian life, because I've always had to work to preach. And that's why I don't charge for my books and my movies and my films. Is it because I got a lot of money? Absolutely not. I live on Social Security. But I don't want to keep I don't want to keep the gospel from somebody that can't afford to buy a book or a film or whatever it might be. Now, prayer for missions, giving to missions, going on missionary trips to learn and participate. Now, I really, truly got my eyes open back in many years ago when I went to Japan to preach. I went to Sapporo, Japan. I went with seven different preachers and their wives and my wife, and we went. I got my eyes open because I found out that if you were a Baptist or a Presbyterian or whatever you were, if you were a real gospel missionary, meaning you were born again, they worked together. In America, churches don't work together. If you're a Baptist, you got to stay apart from the Methodist. And if you're a Methodist, you keep away from the Presbyterian or the Pentecostal, so and so. But I learned one thing. They don't preach over there like they preach here. In fact, the matter is this. I had to preach through a woman interpreter. And I'm telling you, that was a blast. It was scary because I might say five words and she'll go on for 5 minutes. Or I might say 100 words and she'd go on for two or three words. So you never knew. But what is a missionary? Now listen, folks. Missionaries are not a special class of Christians. Missionaries are believers who take the gospel to others. We are all to be missionaries. Now, missionary work is about going into all the world. The last words of Jesus to his disciples were about going. Then I read in Matthew 28:18. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even into the end of the world. Then it tells us to go, now that's go to all nations. Now he says go into all the world, Matthew 16:15. And he said to them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Now listen, no one is to be left out, black, white, yellow, short, tall, fat, skinny, homosexuals, alcoholics, druggies. No one is to be left out. Oh, listen, friends. Have you seen on TV that Baptist church who are going to funerals and saying, God hates GIs, God hates America? Thank God for EUDs and all my stars. These are demon-possessed people. They're not Christian. Don't you say they are, because they're not. The lost people are going to hell if they really believe that, because John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, whosoever believes him should not perish but have eternal life. God loves the world. He does not hate sinners. He hates our sins, but he does not hate you and I as sinners. Well, then he tells us in Acts 1:8, ye shall be witnesses unto me, and should be, and listen, look at, He said, no nation should be overlooked. That's why our churches should support missions. Well, you say, Cecil, I don't know. Listen, if you can't introduce a soul to Christ, you can certainly witness. If you've been born again, blood bought, sins forgiven, name written in the Lamb Book of Life, you can witness. If you know John 3:16, if you know one scripture, you got some ammunition that you can go. The world is waiting for somebody like you and me to tell them. Oh, my dear friends, why then do so few go? Well, I'll tell you why. It's easier to serve on a board or teach than to go. And it's much easier to give money than to go. And it's easier to preach than to go. But Jesus said, we are to go into all the world. The world is our mission field. Matthew 13:38. The field is the world, and the good seed are the children of the kingdom, but the tares are the children of the wicked ones. Well, you say, Cecil, I'd like to go. Did you know there's many, many denominations and evangelists? I know many evangelists that take people overseas two or three times a year on mission trips. Now, it costs a lot of money. Well, it cost me, I think it cost me and my wife $7,000 when we went to Japan. But I had a business, and that's how I got to go. Otherwise, I sure wouldn't have been able to go. The world includes every contact of every day. Missionary work is about preaching the gospel. They're not there to talk about how good your preacher is or how good your Sunday school teachers are. You're to tell them how great Jesus is. He's the only one that can save a soul. You know what? Think the responsibility don't lie on the angels of heaven. They depend on you and me, because the angels can't tell a lost soul how to get to heaven. But we can, because we've been born again. Well, missionary work is sharing the gospel. 1 Corinthians 15:3-4. For I delivered unto you, first of all, that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins, according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day, according to the Scriptures. Now, he died for our sins, according to Scripture, that he was buried and rose again. Oh, friends, listen. Had Jesus not rose again, our faith would be in vain. He said he would conquer death and hell. And he did. Oh, my stars. Just think of what he did that day. Missionary work then is about God's love and forgiveness of sin, because God loves us. Colossians 1:14. To in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sin. Friends, listen to me. Oh, please listen to me. There is no redemption without the blood of Jesus. Some people say, well, you know, the Jews put Jesus on the cross and took his life. Oh, they did not. He gave his life as a ransom. For what? For your sins and for mine. You say, well, was Jesus sinless? Absolutely, he was sinless. But you and I are sinners. The Bible said that for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. You have, I have. Now, the only way that you're going to be able to get into heaven is for the redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sin. Well, eternal life, because God loves us. John 5:24. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth in him that sent me hath everlasting life, and he shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. Did you see that? He immediately has everlasting life. And he won't come into condemnation. Otherwise, he won't be sent to hell. But you got to believe on him. And then after you, he said, you know, he said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Oh, friends, do you love the Lord tonight? You say, Cecil, of course I do. Well, if you love him, he said, we're to go in all the world. We're to be witnesses. Now, that's there are no options. That's a command. If you love him, then he said, you know that you're one of his disciples. Now, you and I cannot pay for our redemption. There's no way that you can buy it. You can't earn it. You can't pay for it. But you want to show the Lord you love him after he's saved your soul is to go out and share him. That pleases God. Do you know every time you and I introduce a soul to Christ, boy, I'm telling you, the angels rejoice in heaven. Man, could you believe it? That's what they do when you and I are obedient unto the Lord. Now, change lives because God loved us. Now, it said in 2 Corinthians, you know, 5:17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things become as new. The things that you used to love, you will now hate. The things that you now hate, you will love. This sounds like a paradox, spiritual paradox, but that's the truth. You know, I used to love booze, and I hated booze today now like a passion. I hate it. I hate the breweries and the places that make hard liquor because they're helping send people to hell. A bartender once wrote a story, a poem, and he said, I am the only man in town that is happy when people come into my place. Because if I know they come in and drink my booze, they'll probably go out, they'll probably have a car wreck, maybe have a heart attack, may die. And he said, I get paid for that. But someday, I too am going to have to stand before God and give an account for my life. Beloved, have you ever thought about that? Have you ever really thought about that? You and I are going to have to give an account for our lives. Now, missionary work is about reaching all people. Now, there cannot be no racial prejudice in missions. There cannot be any. And there cannot be any social discriminations in missions. Let's see what it says in Luke 7:36. And one of the Pharisees desired him that he would eat with them, and he went into the Pharisee's house and sat down to meat. Seventh-day Adventists don't eat meat. Guess they never read this in the Bible. Jesus ate meat. Jesus ate fish. Disciples ate fish. So what the Adventists do, they'll go out and they'll take stuff, put it together, and make it taste like meat. They might as well eat it if it's going to taste like it. And, of course, according to my Bible, there is no social discrimination in missions. I read that, didn't you? And one of the Pharisees desired him that he would eat with him, and he went into the Pharisee's house and sat down to meet. Friends, now, and that also tells us over here in Matthew 10, there's no age discrimination in missions. Jesus said unto them, suffer little children and forbid them not to come unto me, for such is the kingdom of God. I got to tell you something. Years and years ago, when I was a director of the mission in North Dakota, my 13-year-old daughter would bring her little classmates home, and they'd have an overnight party. And I had the privilege of leading one of my daughter's Catholic girlfriends to Christ. And she was with them, and there was about 7 or 8, 9 girls. I don't know how many, but anyway, this one that Catholic girl led to the Lord said, Brother Mo, she called me Brother Mo, would you come down and tell the girls the story of Elijah? I said, I'd love to do that. I'd love to tell the story of Elijah when he slew all those Baal worshippers. And anyway, when I finished with the story, I asked the girls, well, girls, now, do you know Jesus? Have you trusted him as your Savior? And all of those girls, beside the one, Nita, were members of a Lutheran church. Now, the Lutherans have a different way than we do. There's only one way to heaven, but they have a different plan that they work. Anyway, to make a long story short, all of those girls that night prayed and received Christ as Savior. Now, I got phone call after phone call from Lutheran pastors wanting to know what I was trying to do. I said, I'm not trying to do anything but preach the gospel. I said, these girls told me with their own mouth that they didn't know they were going to heaven. And my Bible said, you can know. That's what the Bible said. And I said, if you're not telling those young people how to get to heaven, I will. And then one time at a meeting with a bunch of pastors, a Lutheran preacher jumped up and said, I hate you, Cecil Moe. I said, pardon me? I thought he was jesting. I hate you. He said, you have 3 radio broadcasts here in Denver, or in North Dakota, and you always say that the Lutherans are going to hell. I said, I'll challenge you, my friend. I've got every broadcast tape I've ever made on these broadcasts. I've never mentioned the word Lutheran. And I don't have to. The Holy Spirit reveals to the hearts of those that are lost, if they're not saved, that they can be saved. And I also, my friend, give an invitation. Well, the Bible said all people are lost and need salvation. Romans 3:23, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Now, Christ died for all, Isaiah 53:6. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid on us the iniquity of it all. What are you going to do to fulfill your mission? To whom will you go with the gospel today? Oh, listen. Carry gospel tracts. Share your testimony with others. Faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God. Well, beloved, we're going to stand before him, and we're going to give an account. We're telling everybody we're born again. We go to church. We do this and that. Well, if you're not sharing Christ, I wonder if you really know the Jesus that died on Calvary. He knows whether you're taking this message serious or not. Beloved, listen to me. You say, Cecil, do you have to go overseas to be a missionary? Shoot, no. We need missionaries in America. We need missionaries all over the world. Yes, did you know Japan is sending missionaries to America now? How do you like those apples? Yeah? Friend, if you're not doing what God wants you to do, I want you to consider bowing your head tonight and saying, Lord, Cecil's right. I sure haven't been living my life right. Oh, I'm going to church and I slip a few dollars in the offering tray, but I'm really not dedicated to the call of Christ. Help me tonight, Lord, in Jesus' name. If you're not saved tonight and you don't know where you're going when you die, you need to, and the Holy Spirit's tugging at your heart, you need to pray this prayer tonight. Don't you dare pray it unless you mean it. It could get you in trouble. And here's how it goes. Kind Heavenly Father, in the precious name of Jesus, Lord, I pray that you'll forgive my sins. I confess, Lord, I am a sinner. And tonight, Lord, I'm opening my heart and receiving you as my personal Lord and Savior, in Jesus' name, amen. Beloved, if you prayed that prayer, get on the phone and call 303-471-8534. I will not use your name on the air. I will not embarrass you. I'll not sit down and write and ask you for any money. And I sure don't care where you go to church. I'm concerned where you spend eternity. That my phone number again is 303-471-8534. I'm waiting for your call. If you can't afford this call, call me a collect. I'll accept your charges. Well, friend, for the past half hour, your host has been Evangelist Cecil Moe. I do want to thank you for listening. Above all, I want to thank you for your prayers. Oh, friends, I'm going through this Obamacare again here, and I'm being stalled, and I went in there to see a doctor. Well, you can come back later. We don't know if your insurance will pay for it, but if it don't, it'll cost you $4,000 or $5,000. That's okay. I said, no, I don't want to do that. I can't do that. I tell you, friends, if they don't repeal this Obamacare, America's doomed. None of us can afford this kind of insurance. Now, if you have people working for you, you've got to pay for their insurance. Well, you've got to put it to somebody else. Anyway, friends, please pray for us that we can get these doctor treatments over with, and so we can get back on the road and get back in there sharing Jesus in prisons and rescue missions. So until this time next Sunday night, I want you to be good to your neighbors, stay sweet, keep looking up, for this wonderful, wonderful Jesus is coming soon. Good night, and may God bless you real, real good.